Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. If you love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In a house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus confirmed from the beginning, husband and wife is forever united. Of course, humanly speaking, it's not always easy. There are always problems with the children, really both relationships and the job, etc. But we have to pray hard for this. Remember Paul says, always bless, always blessing. This is the way we can continue the relationship. When you see someone against you, from the heart, you bless him, bless her. Saint Teresa of Lisieux also mentioned, her way of life is that little baby Jesus. Always keep smiling. Always. This is one of the ways that we can help ourselves calm down. Keep smiling. Especially those who do not like you, keep smiling. In the heart, bless them. St. Paul says to Romans chapter 12, verse 14, "Only bless those who persecute you, only blessing." So I think this is the way that we can continue to live our life, not only in the heart, in the family, no matter where we go, we be another Christ, being the first one to love. And love unconditionally. Believe. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Ask his grace. We entrust all the things, especially all the families and troubles, in the hand of the Lord.